What is up, Golden Hawks? It's your man, Gabe Loperena, hosting the first ever episode of Lay Down Laurier, where chill vibes and entertainment collide. Cheesy catchphrase, I know. It's a work in progress, and I feel like every good show usually has a catchphrase or some sort of way to remember it by. So yeah, there it is. It'll change here and there. It's still the first episode. There's lots of time for it to change. And I'm almost certain, like I'm hopeful, I guess, that it'll grow on some of you guys. Statistically speaking, you're gonna. To all the new listeners out there tuning in, welcome. I'd like to introduce myself. It's my first time hosting. As you guys already heard, my name is Gabriel Loperena, but I usually go for Gabe. It's quicker and just straight to the point, you know, but I don't prefer it. This is a little tidbit for you guys. I'm a first year arts undergrad. And my major is communications, so any communication majors out there, what's up? I hope you guys are doing great tonight. And yeah, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be hosting every Thursday night, but you guys better be sure to tune in every night and day. Because we have a very lovely group of hosts to keep you guys entertained. I'll be here every Thursday night, laying down some chill tunes for you guys to study to, jam to, and even fall asleep to, if you're that way inclined, I guess. Tune in every day. Please and thank you. But especially tune in on Thursdays. Why not listen to this lovely voice, I guess? Tune in the mornings, too. We have a very, very, very cool guy hosting the Thursday morning shows. He's practically a brother of mine. And he's my best friend, you know? But no, he's really chill. He's really cool. His name's Liam. He's going to be reporting the weather. And he's going to be reviewing the weather and broadcasting it. Yeah, he's going to be doing reports. And he's going to be giving you guys tidbits of information, you know, little fun facts here and there. And he's going to be doing reviews of movies that are related to weather. I was listening to him today and I think it's a really good show. You know, I'm pretty sure if I'm not mistaken, he's the first broadcaster on this very specific Thursday for this season, I guess. It's a really good way of brightening up your day, you know, especially with like a week like we've had it. It was really rainy, you know. As you guys could probably already tell, but it's really rainy, really gray, really sad. And when I woke up today, it was rainy, okay? I didn't wake up too early, but it was pretty rainy. And I was just like, geez, I do not want to go to school today. I just don't. I was laying about and I was like, you know what? I'll check out the radio because, you know, it's something I like to do while I get ready because I decided I was going to go to school. And I was listening to the radio and his segment popped on and I was like, wow, that was really refreshing. It was really good. And I almost forgot about the rain until I stepped outside and it was over. Tune in Thursdays, Thursday morning and night. Okay, guys. So what's next? I am an arts undergrad. I love art. Not particularly paintings, although I do recognize their importance. I'm not necessarily the most like painting specific guy, I guess. I'm more so interested in music and movies and also fashion to a certain degree, you know, but I can recognize they're all really important in their own right. As you guys could probably tell, that's what this segment's gonna be about. I'm still figuring it out. It's the first show, so it's gonna change here and there. The main consistent thing is gonna be music, guys. I'm sure I'll get some hosts or co-hosts or I guess interview here and there eventually, but that's kind of the general idea of what we're going to be doing here is talking about music. And eventually I'd like to implement some sort of system to get you guys involved too, because I feel like if there's no audience, then what's the point of me even talking? You know, why am I here? Why am I gonna play music? Why am I gonna talk about music? Why am I gonna listen to or watch movies and then talk about them, you know? So I feel like in a way to kind of give back or in a way to kind of like gauge the audience a little bit more, I think I'm gonna try to figure something out, you know, just for you viewers or I guess listeners at home, especially for the loyal ones. You guys are really important to us, okay? So first up, we got a little jam. It's called Heroin by the Velvet Underground, but it's very like experimental. It's rock, but it's experimental. And I think that might draw some people off. So if you guys aren't really messing with it too much, please stick around. There's more to come. Here's Heroin by the Velvet Underground. That was Heroin by the Velvet Underground. I feel like it's a really good way of introducing me, I guess. It's a good way of determining the type of music I listen to, you know? The song is essentially the epitome of, like, art and music, like, painting art, quote-unquote, and music colliding, you know? It's, like, the quintessential art guy song, you know? We have the heavy influences of Andy Warhol on the Velvet Underground, and we also have Lou Reed's, like, amazing vocals, I'd say. The lyrics within the song themselves are very Lou Reed. I don't know if any of y'all have listened to any Lou Reed, but he really knows how to kill it, you know? Especially with that ending. I it's not as palatable as most music, so especially with the ending like that, as you guys heard, but I'll make sure to keep it to a minimum, I guess. Just because as much as I love experimental rock, I guess, as much as I love music of that genre, it's not really good for a wind down radio segment, you know? And the next song we got is Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth. Also described as a very noise just for the sake of noise type of vibe, I guess. And if any of you guys have seen Juno, goated reference right there. But despite that, I think it's sound with form. It's not just fluid sound. It's not just blah, 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 like the end of Heroin we just listened to. It's structured in a way that's very much pleasing, much more pleasing to the ears. Next up, we have Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth. That was Teenage Riot by Sonic Youth. A really much more palatable rock, or form of rock, I guess. I think those two songs were probably what pushed me further down that whole, like, I guess, art-like pursuit. They're very experimental, very, at least to me, different sounding. Sonic, the song Teenage Riot is not, like, a niche or underground song by any means. And neither is Heroin by the Velvet Underground. They're not necessarily niche. I'm not claiming I'm niche or I'm underground, but it's definitely a step in that right direction, you know? And they're stepping stones to my journey, I guess. And they've been on repeat since, like, I want to say last September. And they just fit for any occasion, in my opinion. They were a bit loud, I'd say, for a winding down radio, like I said before. So I'm going to try to, like, mellow it out a little bit. Next song, we got Gustavo Cerati's Tabú. He's an Argentinian rock, like, icon, I guess. He's an icon in all of Latin America, and I'd say at least. He really changed the way that rock sounded, I guess. Or he brought rock, like, over to Latin America. I'll get more into that later on. Good song. So I think you guys should check it out. That was Tabú by Gustavo Cerati. He was the lead singer and lead musician in the Argentinian rock band known as Soda Stereo. Very, very influential. Not just to rock in general, but rock to me. I'll definitely be playing his band's, like, music in the upcoming weeks, but I just wanted to give you guys a little taste. That was his solo stuff. It was after they broke up, and it was when he started to experiment a little bit more with different sounds. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but it was a very tropical fusion with, like, rock, and, like, you could hear the pop, like, influences, the pop undertones, I guess. It's a really chill vibe, you know, to really start winding down. Next up, we have That Girl by Estero. Estero? Estero. It's not like you guys can correct me. Hope you guys, like this little tune. That was That Girl by Estero. She's actually Canadian, born here in Ontario, you guys. That is trip hop. Been a genre that's kind of had a chokehold on me for, like, a while now, you know? It's really interesting just because it doesn't just intersect with, like, art as we know it, but it also, like, has influences on, like, movies and, like, just so many different other things, you know? And it also influences a lot of, like, musicians that we hear today, and we don't even realize it. Another song within the genre is Hell Is Around the Corner by Tricky, and features Martina Topley-Bird. Tricky's been an artist that I've been listening to for, I want to say, 2 years now? Really good stuff, really good stuff. I'll be sure to play more of his music later on. Here is Hell Is Around the Corner by Tricky and Martina Topley-Bird. That was Hell Is Around the Corner by Tricky and Martina Topley-Bird. Again, trip-hop, man. Just such a wide genre in terms of what it encapsulates, you know? Like, the influences on, like, street art, specifically Banksy. It's a known conspiracy or theory, I guess, that Banksy is one of the main, like, people on, doesn't matter. I'll get into it later. But yeah, we also see how trip-hop has influenced other musicians such as the Gorillaz. Many people don't know, or I guess they haven't realized or don't listen enough to really determine the fact that the Gorillaz started off as a very trip-hop centric like group. Of course, Damon Albarn had other projects, which we'll be getting into later, but he was in the scene. You can kind of hear it, not too much. It was kind of bordering the scene, you know? Like, there was a circle and he was on the very outskirts of it. I'll play you guys a little example of what I'm talking about, especially their early work, okay? This is Tomorrow Comes Today by the Gorillaz. That was Tomorrow Comes Today by the Gorillaz. Another stepstone in my art pursuit, you know? My parents played them for me when I was really young, and they quickly became one of my most favorite groups. We're going to backtrack, actually, because previously I'd mentioned that Banksy was one of, he was theorized to be part of this musical group, which was Massive Attack. I hadn't gotten the name earlier, I couldn't remember it in that moment, but the group was Massive Attack, and it's very heavily theorized that he was part of the one of the members, you know? You can see how trip-hop really, like, was just grabbing everything, you know? And in a weird way, it was still, like, its own, like, little underground thing. Obviously, Gorillaz isn't the most, like, they're not the prime example when you think of trip-hop. Obviously, if you've listened to this discography, they've very veered off from that route, and personally, I kind of prefer the fact that they veered off from that route. Tomorrow Comes Today, not my most favorite song by the Gorillaz, but definitely a really important song for their history and the history of music and seeing how it's all interconnected in some weird way, you know? Actually, a fun fact about Massive Attack, there was Banksy, but Tricky was there too. The musician that I just played, but the song before that. I hope you guys aren't falling asleep, because next up, we have Rock the House by the Gorillaz and Del the Funky Homo Sapien. My personal favorite as of right now. It's been on repeat for like 2 months, I'd say. Just a really good sample and a really good vibe. So if you're falling asleep, maybe it's time to drink a cup of coffee, okay? This is Rock the House by Gorillaz and Del the Funky Homo Sapien. That was Rock the House by Gorillaz. Really, really, really catchy song, you know, and an amazing sample. It samples John Dankworth's Modesty Blaze. Really good song. A really interesting project to come out of Damon Albarn's first, I think, album from Gorillaz. Previously, he, as hopefully you guys know, he worked on Blur, a really important piece for music too. I'll get to why in a second, but I'll play the song first and maybe you guys could agree with me. It's their most listened to song and it's their most famous song, so if you haven't listened to it, then maybe you're living under a rock, you know. This is Song 2 by Blur. That was song two by Blur. Next up, we'll be playing one that got started way, way earlier on in the day, but never got finished. And I think it deserves to be finished, especially now, considering the weather recently. My time is ending here soon, folks. So I'm just going to say a little bit of a goodbye before I play the song. And yeah, thank you for being such a lovely audience. This is my first time hosting, and I really hope to be back really, really soon. It really depends on you guys, you know. Depends on my managers, too. But if you're listening out there, please have me back. It was a really lovely experience, I'd say. And I don't really have too much else to talk about. I'm going to try to get that system implemented about audience interaction. Good night, everybody. I hope you've had an amazing night. Keep on rocking, you know. And be careful, you storm riders. Good night, Laurier.